We are in Shadal Perek Chavches, and we are in the concept that Torah is Sosim Vegalia. That there's a Sosim part of Torah, and there's a Nigla part of Torah. So we asked last time, L'chaira, there's no Nigla and there's no Nistar, right? Because to whomever has learned the Nigla, he knows it. If he learned the Nistar, he also knows it. And if he didn't learn the Nigla, then the Nigla also Nistar to him. So he said last time that the way you study it is totally different. The way it's Nistar from our Havana. It's not something which is included in our Havana. Another pshat also is that all the pshat that we learn, the Nigla, once you've learned it, you could see it inside. You find a source for it inside. It's Nigla in the Psukim. The Vilna Goyin at the end of his life learned Chumash. And every word of Chumash, he would chazer to himself, all the Gemara and Shas that had to do with that word. And every Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch and everything that has to do with that word in the Chumash. So it says, Ki Yichra Ish Bor. Okay, Yichra, he digs it. Ish, Lekotan, Bor, Tent Fachim. What's a Bor? Zer Shava, Yichra. So everything that the Shas says about every word became Nigla in the word. As opposed to the Nistar is not Nigla in the word at all. The Nistar is never Nigla. The Nistar remains Nistar even after you've learned it. That's what we said last time. The fundamental principle that Torah is there's so many levels to the Kedusha of Torah, and the Kedusha of Torah exists equally on all these planes, right, of Kedusha. So I heard from Meir Shashiva, Meir Stern, he said over one time when he gave shir on Nefesh HaChaim, he said over a tshuva of the Radvaz, a Geshmaka tshuva from the Radvaz. The Radvaz was asked a shaila like this. The Radvaz was asked the following shaila. Someone asked him, what's this idea, fascinating Shaila, what's this idea that when you write a Sefer Torah, we don't write the taimim and the nekudais. We don't write the trop and we don't write the vowels. It's so confusing. You have to practice for a million, you have to practice laning. Just put it all in there. What are we hocking a cup? Why are we making life difficult? That was the Shaila to the Radvaz, okay? The Tshuva of the Radvaz. So it's in Tshuva Elef Samech Hei, the 1065th Tshuva in the Sefer. So he said like this, he said, in order to answer your question, I want to go back a step and explain to you a Medrash. It's a famous Medrash, we all know the Medrash. But the Medrash basically says that Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of Har Sinai went up to accept the Torah, and what did the Malachim say? Get this human being out of here. What in the world is this human being doing in Shemayim to get the Torah? The Torah belongs over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, answer them. You have to, why do you deserve it more than they do? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, it says, do you guys have parents? Malachim. Oh no, only we do. And then it says, Tumas Meis, do you die? No, but we do. So therefore, Moshe Hashem says, you're right, and they got the Torah. Okay. So the Shaila is, what was the Malachim's Hava Amina? What did the Malachim think? They didn't know that it says in the Torah, Kibud Av V'Aim. They didn't know that obviously, the Torah was meant for mankind. What was the conversation? As if for the Radvaz. So it says the Radvaz that no, the same Torah that we have exists in Shemayim in a much more spiritual, unrefined way. But it's the same Torah. And therefore, what does it mean the same Torah? It's the same letters. And remember last time we spoke about the Reish Lamed Aleph Sha'arm, that there's 231 combinations of Isis. And David showed us how it's an equation. There's a mathematical equation that when you have 21 letters, so in order to get the combination, you have 231 combinations. The letters of the Torah are situated and are written in such a manner that in the spiritual sense, they create a spiritual reality. And that's the Torah in the spiritual sense. The Tzirufei Oisius are such that the Torah is creating a message in the Olamos, which is read completely in a different way than the way you read it down here. It's the same, it's the Torah, it's all Torah, but it's being read in a different manner than what the way it's being read here. And for example, the Ramban says that for those that are Mevinim, really the entire Torah is made up to be the names of Hashem. Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different ways Hashem is the name of Hashem means the way he's Megala himself, the way we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not describing Hashem as the way we say, but it's the way we interact, right? So the Shemois of Hashem are really, all the letters of the Torah are combined in such a way that they're really Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, Zokter Advaz, that, and this we said last time, remember we spoke at last time, you're not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah with your bare hands, kind of legendary said. Because the Sefer Torah, it's this Sefer Torah which exists on a plane which is not human. It exists in a plane which is all in Shemayim. And therefore you can't touch that with your bare hands. This is not for human beings. This is not the Sefer Torah. You need a little hefsek there. It's the same Torah that exists in Shemayim. So said the Malachim, says the Radvaz, they read the Torah the way that it's read in Shemayim. The way it's read in Shemayim, it's a spiritual entity that you don't need parents and you don't need to die and you don't need to work 6 days a week and you don't need to steal and you don't need to make a shavua and all the halachas that apply don't have to exist in the reading, are not a contradiction to the Musav of Torah, to the concept of Torah the way it exists in Shemayim, whatever that means exactly. But included in the Torah is that when it becomes formalized down here, that's what it's saying down here. Okay? But it's the same Torah. I don't really myself know exactly what I'm saying, but that's the meaning, what that means exactly. But it's the Kedusha of the Torah, and the words of the Torah, and the concept of Torah, that when you take these words in Shemayim, they're read one way, and when you take those words down here, they're read another way.
And that's why you're saying you can't add the
So this is Pshat in the Medrash. That's why the Malachim didn't understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, but you guys are one dimensional. You only have the spiritual one. But the Torah is meant to be able to be understood in the world down here, and we are the ones that can understand it here. You cannot understand it here. You can only understand it there. But what he's saying is we can understand it down here. But through Kabbalah and through Nistar, we can understand it there too. So we have a shaykhis to both. You only have a shaykhis to one. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu's conversation was. Unbelievable pshat in that medrash. It's amazing, right? It's like say, and I think it fits right with the Nefesh HaChaim that we're learning. The Torah exists on both levels. The Torah exists the way it does. And then when it's read down here, and all that is included in the Kedusha of the Torah itself, that it's meant to be read down here this way and up there that way. And we can connect ourselves to both. But the way we connect to that one is with Nistar. It's not included in our reality of Torah, but it's Nistar. It's there somewhere, but we don't see it. So says Ravaz, if we would go ahead and put the Nikud, if we would put Nikudais into the letters, we would be limiting the Torah to only the reading of it in our world. We would be saying, this is what Torah is saying. No, that's not what Torah is saying. Torah is saying everything that's included in the letters, everything that's included in Torah. All that's what the Sefer Torah incorporates. You cannot touch that Sefer Torah with your bare hands. It includes everything, even non-worldly things. The Nikud is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Trop is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is take the Torah itself, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and understand it with the way we understand it in this world. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. But you cannot limit. You have to explain the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Ksav, with the Torah Shebaal Peh. But you cannot limit the Torah Shebaal Ksav to only include in it whatever the Nikud and the whatever the vowels and the Te'amim, say, tell us. And therefore, he says, you cannot write it into the Sefer Torah. But writing into the Sefer Torah, you're completely limiting it. You're completely taking away the other realm, the other, facet. And that you're not allowed to do. This is, and that's what he says. He says, very often you'll find that Chazal would make a drasha that we don't seem to understand how that drasha fits into the Pasha Pshat. But we have to understand that all of that is included in the intention of the Torah. He brings one example. It says, that the Pasuk says you're supposed to have a yosid, a shovel, on your belt. Azeinecha is on your tool belt. So that when you go out of the machane, right, to go to the bathroom, so when you go out, you should be able to shovel and bury and bury everything which is not clean and make keep the machane clean. Okay, very nice. The Gemara in Ksuvis makes a drasha. V'yaseid tiyelecha al oznecha. You should have a yaseid, a little peg for your ears, which refers to your fingers, and your finger fits into your ear, so that if you hear something which is inappropriate, you should cover your ears and you shouldn't hear the Lashon Hara. So what is, how do you just make such a drasha like that? That's not what it's saying. It says azeinecha, not oznecha. Azeinecha means your tool belt. So you can't just decide, well, it's a nice play on words. It's not a play on words. Oznecha is also the kavan of the Torah. That's also in there. Because that's why there's no nekudos in the Torah. Because of, we can darshan, every single drasha that Chazal makes is included in there. Sometimes the Gemara will make a drasha that, you know, you read this word a little differently. Now sometimes it's,
is that why in the Chumash very often in the, there's like words that are spelled a certain way but it's pronounced differently?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Because that's Torah Baal Peh, how to read that word. Right. So in the Torah of Ksav, it's existing in another realm differently. Right. So there's multiple realms where the Torah exists. And it's the same Torah and exists in multiple realms. The Radbaz brings another shot a little bit, you know, deeper, but the same idea that ultimately by putting the Nikud and the Tami into the Torah, so he says, Matzasi Lechem and Rishonim. And basically you are you're making a gvul to the Torah, and you cannot make a gvul. You cannot make a gvul to the Torah. You cannot limit the Torah by putting in the nikud. And so that's essentially what's going on. And he uses this, I would call it, Nefesh HaChaim concept that we're saying to explain that Chazal and that halacha that we don't put the nikud into the Torah. So I think it's a fascinating idea, which, you know, fits with basically what we're doing. All right.
Hey. Shkoyach. Thank you. Good night.
Shkoyach. Good night, everyone. Okay. Shkoyach.
Rabbi, any news?